Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. The last couple of days, I've been quoting from Marika Keese, the great scripture scholar, especially on the Gospel of Matthew. But what I want to say today as we begin is that this isn't just good scripture scholarship. This isn't just for the feeding of your mind, though it is that. But if you've allowed the word to have power in your life, then as you come to understand it more, what we should be doing is saying to the Lord, here's my life today. Body, mind, and spirit, here's my life today. Conform me more to the truth of who you are and of who I am. We begin to see more clearly who we are as disciples of the Lord Jesus, as beloved sons and daughters of God. We begin to see more the path that God has us on, where he wants to lead not only us, but all those we love, all those we care for. He wants to lead all of us home to him, and he wants to use each one of us. So don't just listen to the program and say, oh, that was good, or that was inspiring, or that was helpful, or that wasn't helpful. You might find that as well. But to be able to say, Lord, what would you have me do? What change do I need to make? Only make one decision. What one thing could I change that would enable me to listen to you more, to follow you more, to be more obedient to you than I am to the world, the flesh, and the devil? That's what we're competing against. God on one side, the world, the flesh, and the devil on the other. You can't straddle. How many times have I said that? Choices need to be made. And they need to be made clearly. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 8, through the fourth verse of chapter 3. So 2, 8 to 3, 4. Do you, by the way, have your Bible with you? Really encourage you. It's much better to both hear and see. Getting the truth through two senses can blot out some of the distractions that we have. So encourage you when possible, except driving, please have your scripture with you. By the way, before we look at the prophet Ezekiel, this is the feast of Sister and now Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, the Carmelite sister who was captured by the Nazis in August of 1942. She died at Auschwitz. A woman who was very, very close to the Lord. A woman who gave her life for God. Read about her. Read about her life. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Sister Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. She's venerated as a martyr for love because she did what I'm saying to that all of us need to do is she took God's word into her heart. And she allowed her life to be conformed to him. And God used her mightily for his glory and because of her holiness for the salvation of many, many people. God's plans for you are infinitely bigger than your plans are for yourself. Draw near to him. Stay close to him. Listen to him. Do what he asks you to do. And your life will become more and more shaped and conformed to his image and likeness. And then he can use you. And all along the way, he can use you. But more so when you have definitively given your life over to him. The prophet Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 8 through chapter 3, verse 4. The Lord God said to me, as for you, son of man, obey me when I speak to you. There it is. Obey me when I speak to you. Be not rebellious like this house of rebellion, but open your mouth and eat what I shall give you. It was then I saw a hand stretched out to me in which was a written scroll, which he unrolled before me. It was covered with writing front and back, and written on it was lamentation and wailing and woe. You'd want to run away from that, wouldn't you? He said to me, son of man, eat what is before you, eat this scroll. Then go, speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. Son of man, he then said to me, feed your belly Fill your stomach with this scroll I am giving you. I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. He said, Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my word to them. As God draws you to himself, as God makes you a man or a woman of his word, as he shapes you through the sacraments, as he pours grace into you that you might obey his word, then he can use you. Right in the midst of it, while you're in the making, he can use you. But it takes a humility. It takes giving up self-sufficiency. It takes somebody who says, Lord, you are more important to me than anything the earth has to offer. Anything. I want to follow you all the days of my life. That's what it takes. And again, we're given a passage from Psalm 119. And again, as I've said so many times, a number of you have contacted me saying that you're doing it. Read Psalm 119. Read it over and over until its living word takes root in your heart. That you hunger and thirst for the living word of God. You read the gospel. You live by the truth. All of that is for you. How sweet to my taste is your promise. In the way of your decrees I rejoice, as much as in all riches. Your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors, the commandments of the Lord. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Is that true for you? God wants it to be true for you. God can help it be true for you if you open your heart to him, if you ask him for it. How sweet to my palate are your promises, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands. Lord, I hunger and thirst for your way, for your truth. Lord, I want who you are. I want to live in you. I want to obey you. I want to follow you with every fiber of my being. Do you pray like that? Open your heart to God. And we continue now with the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 to 5, then verse 10, then verses 12 to 14. The disciples approached Jesus and said, Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called a child over. He placed it in their midst and said, Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. Become as a child. What does that mean? That means to give up self-sufficiency. That means not to think that I'll ask God to bless my plans, but rather to say to the Lord, Lord, what is your plan for my life? What is your plan for this day? What is your plan for right now? I will follow it. Lead me in the way you would have me go. It's that disposition. Doesn't mean that God's going to speak to you every moment, but it's your attitude. In a sense, you're evangelizing yourself. But you are speaking to God, and God does hear. Lord, I want to be more like you. And what God says to us in this scripture, in Matthew, what he's saying to us is, unless you become like a child, you will not know the kingdom of heaven. Well, how do I become like a child? You know, some people say, well, do I have to go back in my mother's womb and be born again? What does that mean? I can't do that. What does this mean? It means that you trust in God as a child trusts in his parent. That you turn to God just as a child does to parents or relatives. For help, or for understanding, or for direction. A child knows that he doesn't know. And he turns to the source that will help him, his parents. That's what God is saying of us. Turn to me. Just because you're an adult, just because you have a title, just because you have a position, if you do, just because you have all the world that the world values, does not make you a follower of Jesus Christ, and that's the only thing that will last forever. Turn to him in every decision you need to make. Turn to him. Be as a child. Don't be self-sufficient. Depend upon God every day, every day. Turn to Him. Yes, use the talents and abilities and wisdom that you've gotten in the years that you've lived on this earth. Yes, of course, use that. But that's not your priority. You turn to God first. What would you have me do? And listen. Listen. Yes, use your common sense. Yes. But listen to God. Listen to what He might say to you. Sometimes He's silent. When He's silent, then I go ahead and do what I'm doing. But oftentimes, God will just steer me a little bit more to the right or a little bit more to the left, or give me the courage to stand firm right where I am. There's a whole lot more grace and power and peace when we do God's will. Merikakis says this: if the disciples are to become vibrant instruments of grace in God's hands, they have to acquire the malleability of youth, the pliancy of disposition, the gentleness of character that will make it possible for Jesus to use them as He sees fit. The malleability of youth. In other words, you can be molded. The pliancy of disposition. You don't get so stuck that you can't hear anything else. And the gentleness of character. Strong but gentle. You're not angry. You're not stubborn. You're not belligerent. You're like a child coming to his father or mother. Teach me, help me, show me. That's what God wants of us. Not to return to being infants, but an attitude or a spirit that recognizes that I cannot be my own sufficiency. And if I try that, I end up in disaster most of the time. Merikakis says, this can only occur if, responding to his call, they go to Jesus and abide in him in the strongest sense of the word. In the strongest sense of the word. Abide. Live with. Live beside. Live in. He says, receiving Christ into their lives as he has received them into his. And they must then proceed to live in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. So Paul tells us in Colossians 2. Only thus can the roots of their being transmit to their hearts all the divine qualities offered by the rich soil that is Christ. Abide in him. Draw near to him. Pray every day. Seek him. We're so self-sufficient, so proud, can't ask for help. There's such an arrogance in us so much of the time to think that we know best and we don't want to hear anyone else and we don't care about anyone else. I'm going to do what I want to do. And we do that to our detriment and ultimately to our destruction. So, brothers and sisters, as Jesus tells us today, become like a little child. That is, put your trust in him. Put your hope in him. Turn to him in every circumstance, and he will lead you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.